back, everybody. It is
That's the voice. That's the voice. That keeps them tuned in.
Yes, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us. And I hope you make this a regular thing. Every Wednesday again, like we did last year.
I know, and I loved it, Tim. You know what? You had me so nervous earlier, I forgot that I am on television on Wednesdays. I was on from 8 to 9, I missed looking to see what suit I wore tonight.
Hell ass.
You know, because I was so worried about you and your daughter.
Oh, well, thank you. If you're just tuning in, at around 8:50, my wife called me and said, my daughter has passed out. Sophie had passed out in her arms and had like 102, 103 temperature. And so she rushed to the hospital. I went to Tarzan Hospital. By the time I got there, they gave her hospital strength Motrin and brought her fever down. And she grabbed me, I hugged her, made sure everything was okay there. The doctor said everything's fine. You know, kids just get temperatures and they spike like that. But it, just not being able to like wake her up, and she was very lethargic, but worried me.
I noticed you looked at your cell phone. You usually look at it and you put it back in your pocket. That time you answered it, so you must have saw...
It was my wife, yeah.
Okay, so you saw the home number?
Right. Well, it, usually what happens, I keep my cell phone on because my bookie said he needs to get a hold of me. And so I keep it on during the show because, you know, I owe him a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he calls, I'd like to take that call as well. I don't keep him coming by the house.
See, I know you so well that I thought that's who called when you ran out of here. but okay, it was a different problem.
Right.
And what was the first thing that came out of your wife's mouth? Was she panicked? Because
no, she said, "Tim, I don't mean to bother you at work here, but Sophia is passed out in my arms. I'm trying to wake her up. She's 102 or 102.7 temperature, 102.5. So we don't give them any 102.5 temperature, and I can't seem to wake her up, and I got to give her like medicine or something." And so I said, "Take her to the emergency room. Don't F around." And so she brought her in there, you know, carried her in there, and they immediately at Tarzana Hospital, you know, when you got a sick kid, everybody else is secondary. Although, you know what? There was nobody in the emergency room tonight.
Really?
Right now is a great time to have yourself a car accident or a heart attack.
Yeah, if you want to text somebody on the 101,
yeah,
it's a good time to crash into a medium.
Exactly. I mean, hey, listen, if you're going to stroke out right now, don't wait till tomorrow when it's or over the weekend when it's packed. There's nobody in there. And so I went in there. My daughter's laying on a bed there, and they're about to give her. They gave her the medicine, and she grabbed me, and she said, "You know, she goes, Daddy, I was so scared." And so I held her there for a second. The doctor says she's fine. And so I said, "Jenny, okay?" And she goes, "Yeah, I'm sorry to panic, but she's fine." And so I came back to work.
Yeah. We're very happy.
And, well, and I came back because you were here. And I wouldn't come back unless you were here.
Thanks. I you know what? I struggled through that hour.
I thought it was a great hour,
man. Because it's your show.
I listened to you and Gina Grad, you know, 24 hours. Not 24.
Yeah, that's too much.
3 hours a day. 3 hours a night. That's all we ask.
I'm just happy that your wife didn't mention the power call letters. I'm glad the temperature wasn't higher.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Phelps is in the news. And everybody knows who this guy is, Michael Phelps.
He's a seven medal winner.
I think he's 14.
Oh, because he had won some more before this last time.
I think Phelps won 8 and then 6 and then 8. Is that right? So he's got, man, it's like those babies.
I wish I could say MF because I want to say he's a swimming mother. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
He's a swimming mother.
But he had octuplets.
Yes.
Yeah, he had 8 medals.
And apparently he's sleeping with Brad Pitt.
He should stop swimming because that crazy woman down south, every time he gets 6 medals, she has 6 babies. He gets 8 medals, she has 8 babies.
Oh, my.
He's got a litter of them. So he's got 14 gold medals, and he's been working his ass off since he was born. Well, maybe not. Maybe since he was 4 or 5 years old, swimming.
Yeah.
And concentrating. So he lost a lot of years that we all spend, you know,
smoking pot.
Sniffing around, smoking pot, trying to get chicks.
I'm sorry, sniffing around?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sniffing around trouble.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so now he's back. He has had a previous DUI when he was 16. And he got nailed for that back east and had to apologize for everybody and I understand the apologies for that. But now he gets caught smoking pot. Some a-hole he's smoking weed with takes a picture of him and sends it to the tabloids.
Yeah.
So now some, you know, a-hole is probably made about $50,000 off that picture. Maybe not. Maybe a couple thousand bucks off that picture.
No, but first of all, Tim, older celebrities have to mentor young celebrities.
Yeah. You know, you should have gotten a hold of them.
Hey, we need a pamphlet. And somewhere in the first 12 pages, it should be, don't hit bongs in the homes of strangers.
Right. Exactly.
That's like one of the rules it should be.
Right, yeah. And don't hit bongs around crazy fraternity guys with cameras, you know? Just relax, take it easy. So some guy takes a picture of him. The picture goes all over the place. And now Michael Phelps has to make a decision. Do I apologize and try to keep all my corporate sponsors, but the pot smokers will see through every apology?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I say, listen, I'm 23 years old. I won 14 gold medals. When you win 14 gold medals, maybe you'll want a joint. Or maybe you'll want a bong hit. But until you win 14, don't bother me.
Right.
You know, that's the attitude he should have taken, because then everybody that smokes pot would have celebrated that guy forever.
Right. Meanwhile, Cheech and Chong and Snoop are all angry now.
Yeah. And everybody's got to deny the weed. I mean, even when Snoop gets caught, you know, with weed, he's got to say, it wasn't mine. I had no idea who it was. You know, I wasn't smoking. I wasn't high. And you got to deny everything. And Saturday Night Live did a great sketch, a weekend update, with Seth Meyers, is that right? And this is pretty funny. Listen to this.
Is this with the Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Talking about Michael Phelps. Here we go.
On Thursday, Kellogg's announced that it was dropping its Frosted Flakes endorsement with Michael Phelps, saying his marijuana use is not consistent with the company's image, which brings me to a segment I like to call Really with Seth. Really, Kellogg? Marijuana is not consistent with your image? Because I thought it was totally consistent. You know, every one of your mascots is a wild-eyed cartoon character with uncontrollable munchies. I mean, really, Toucan Sam, a frog named Diggum, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. I knew some guys named Snap, Crackle, and Pop, and they were drug dealers. And you also have the Keebler Elves, a bunch of guys who live together in a treehouse and do nothing all day but think of new things to put cheese on. I mean, really. And also, I checked out your website. Did you know you have a recipe for dessert nachos? And that you make cookie straws to drink the leftover milk out of the waffle cereal you also make? Every one of your products sounds like a wish a genie granted at a fish concert. I mean, really. And USA Swimming, really? You suspended Phelps for 3 months? Really, USA Swimming? Way to sacrifice. Now we won't be able to compete for you in the highly anticipated not the Olympic swimming race. And really, if you want someone to stop smoking weed, don't give them 3 months off. That's what you do if you want someone to finish Call of Duty. I mean, really. Oh, and parents, if your kid says Michael Phelps smokes pot, why can't I? Just say you can, right after you win 12 gold medals for your country. Really. And really, and this is the most important thing. Really, if you're at a party and you see Michael Phelps smoking a bong and your first thought isn't, wow, I get to party with Michael Phelps, and instead you take a picture and sell it to a tabloid, you should take a long look in the mirror because you're a dick. I mean, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
This has been really
that's pretty cool.
Nice run,
yeah.
Seth.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the reaction that he should have had, because I think now pot smokers probably outnumber people who don't smoke pot.
You think so?
I think so. I think there are. Wow. I think it's very close nowadays. Well, or at least people who understand it. You know, they don't get down on it. Pot had used to have such a negative connotation when I was growing up and you were growing up.
Absolutely.
Remember tie sticks and lids and dime bags? You got caught with one of those and you thought the feds were coming after you. Now you can literally walk around with one of these recommendations with an ounce of weed. Is that right?
You can buy up to an ounce at a time, and with some recommendations, you can grow your own pot.
Is that right?
You can grow up to like 8 small plants.
Why don't you do that?
Randy, but what is this contradiction with the feds, though? Because the feds are dropping in on people.
Well, yeah, if you make a big scene about it.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, you going to start growing weed?
You know, eventually, I think I might have to get a grow light in my house.
Wow, look at that.
But Randy,
where are you going to put that? Right next to your taco light? Heat lamps?
Yeah, I got a whole buffet going in my studio apartment now.
Randy, can you actually grow weed of the quality that you need?
You know, that's the thing. I would grow it, but the stuff you buy at these stores is so high quality, and it's not that expensive. I mean, $60 for an eighth is pretty cheap, in my opinion.
Yeah, that is pretty cheap. And why do you want to go through the hassle? Plus, if you're growing weed in your apartment, I understand if you have a house, you're growing it in your backyard, but I don't think weed should be grown in an apartment. Especially,
do you think that's cruel to the plant?
Well, it says something about the guy in the apartment. If you have a studio apartment and half of your, studio apartment is taken up with, you know, grow lights, it is a big turnoff for a lot of chicks.
Right. Oh, there's a lady in the booth there. Let's ask her.
Yeah, let's ask her. What is her name?
She's not in there. She's in the bathroom.
Oh, she's in the bathroom. Okay.
Oh, let's talk about it.
She's probably in the bathroom.
Randy, have you hit it yet?
I have not hit it yet.
When you think you schedule?
Probably within the week.
Yeah, Randy's got himself a hot chick. Is that your girlfriend?
Right now I'm calling her my not-girlfriend, but she could be.
Really?
She could be.
You're really calling her your not-girlfriend?
It's a little complicated situation.
Very awkward title.
But you also say that you're a not a heterosexual?
F you.
You're not girlfriend. Who talks like that?
All right. You really want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Randy?
You know what? Oh, she's in the bathroom. She can't hear this.
Yeah, she can.
Oh, no. The wave's not in there.
All right. What's going on?
All right. She's not my girlfriend because she's dating my best friend.
Oh, is that right? She's dating your best friend?
Yeah.
And so you can't hit that?
Not yet.
It's your duty to try to hit that.
I'm going for it.
Is your best friend's chick? You got to try to get in there, huh?
I tried to sleep with Scary Spice.
As long as you're not married, you got to try to get in there, dude.
For those of you TMZ viewers, wink, wink. She was fire, man.
Is that right?
Man, when Eddie left her, I almost beat him down. She's so fine. I'm like, yo, dude.
Was that the chick that Eddie went to the house and the doorknob was broken?
Hey, Randy, don't forget to tell Tim what not to talk about on the air. This is just in case you all have some conversations in the parking lot. Don't forget to tell him. Don't tell that that Scary Spice's crib needed some sprucing up.
That's how you can always tell how the chick's doing.
Yeah.
You go into her pad. Chicks,
oh, I still got, me and Posh got plenty money.
Right.
You go to somebody's house and the doorknob fall off and you're like, okay. She should be pregnant any moment now.
Yeah, here she goes. All right, let's talk to some pot smokers here. What do you think Michael Phelps' reaction should have been to getting caught smoking pot? And only let's only take calls from pot smokers on this. Maybe there are a few listening right now. Here are the phone numbers. Sorry. I've been told when we give out phone numbers to pot smokers to slow it down.
Okay.
You ready, guys? Girls? Smoking pot? 5. Go right above it. 2.
Now take down a break, 3. Take a break and give the rest of the numbers.
Hit the middle one. 5. Go above it and hit the 2. Come all the way down and hit your 0. Go to the right. Up 1. 9. Across 2. 7. Top 1. Bottom 0. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Michael Phelps caught smoking weed.
When you hear Gina's voice, pass and say, ear.
Yes. And we'll also play his apology when we come back. It'll make you sick. This guy, this stud, this guy won and 14 gold medals in the Olympics, made this country very proud, and a lot of us watch swimming where we'd never watch it. You know, I never watched swimming before this guy. Right. When Mark Spitz was in there, I was a little too young, but I didn't care about swimming. This guy made us watch it, and we enjoyed it, and we all celebrated, and we all got a kick out of it, and the guy just wants to take a hit of weed, and we all get down on him. We should be ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah, the joint, the bong was a reward.
Yes, exactly. 14 gold medals. What have you done? It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Everyone's feeling pretty. It's our third in July. Though the world's full of problems, they couldn't touch us even if they tried. From the park, I hear rhythms. Marley's heart on the box. Tonight there will be a party on the corner at the end of the block.
o'clock. Now, back to Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall.
Whoa!
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk, and Arsenio Hall is with us. Hopefully, we'll make this a regular deal on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And I just got a confirmation here that Jack Silver, the program director of 97.1 FM Talk, has okayed Brian Whitman to come in tomorrow night.
God damn it.
Brian Whitman's going to join us tomorrow.
Are you serious?
Night. Yeah, isn't that wild?
Next, you'll tell me Steckler's coming.
Yeah, he might come in, too.
Stop.
Get your freaking act together here!
Stop.
All right.
You know, I've never met either of those guys.
You've never met Brian Whitman?
I've never met Whitman, and you would think I'd run into him at a comedy club. Steckler, I've been a fan of for a long time. I knew of him when he was a writer, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, Brian Whitman's doing his own show now. He's got his own show.
Where?
On a podcast on his website.
Yeah, brianwhitman.com, Brian Whitman podcast show.
You can go buy it, I guess. What, it's like $5 a month?
Yeah, for the price, he likes to say, is for the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, you can get a whole month of Whitman.
Yeah, it's a quarter a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be a quarter's worth of entertainment there.
Yeah. Today it was, why won't Sam Phillips bang him?
Ah.
Well, that's not true, though.
Maybe tomorrow will be 50 cents worth of material.
I thought Sam did bang him.
No, I don't think Sam and Brian ever hit it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
isn't that a real insult that she's slept with over 500 guys and he wants to hit that and she keeps saying no?
Absolutely.
It's a radical insult, right?
Absolutely. You know, I mean.
You wouldn't tolerate that.
No. No, because you know what, though? I'll tell you something more insulting. The night Vern Troyer met the chick that took him through changes, you know, Mini-Me.
Right, yeah.
I was with him at the Playboy Mansion. That girl that took him through those changes, we both hit on her. She chose him.
Wow, is that right?
That's a true story.
You lost out.
His security guy came to me and said, she really likes Vern.
Wow, is that right?
He actually had a bodyguard with him who was also a midget.
So, I mean, from what I understand, and I'm not, you know, that close with you, but I think that isn't your stick about the size of Vern?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Holy
but,
Christ.
Apparently.
She's really into him.
He has game. He got a nice rap. He has game. And that is kind of a true story. We met her about the same time. It was at the mansion. I remember her telling me that she was like a yoga instructor or something like that, which I knew meant, kept woman who is between men.
You know, I bet he's very, very good at hide and go seek. Don't you think that's true?
You know what? I haven't heard an adult say that, the name of that game, and it was just funny coming from hide and go seek.
Wow, that is. I bet you'll always remember that.
Ollie, Ollie, I'm free.
She chose him over you?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And I joke and I laugh, but I don't think I've gotten over it.
I don't think you will.
And here's the interesting thing. I remember what she was wearing. That night, a lot of the women were painted.
Right.
You know how they get nude and they get the paint?
Right.
She had gold paint all over.
She was really hot.
Yeah. Oh, she looked great. She was almost butt naked.
So after they're done banging around, when she's got the paint on her and little rubs off on him, he looks like an Oscar statue.
Yeah. Actually, it's strange because the star of My Left Foot almost left with him. And I think that's a joke. No, but I remember the night distinctly and, my ego was a little bruised, but I remember the guy came. I said, girl, it's fine. He says, yeah, Vern wants her. And I said, well, Vern will have to fight me for her. And he said, I think she's really into him.
Wow. You think this has ever happened when Vern is having sex with a chick where, you know, they've just finished and all of a sudden she's like, where did he go? Oh, he's under the covers in the corner. It's behind one of these pillows.
Vern!
Where is this dude?
Come out, wherever you are.
All right, Michael Phelps had to make an apology because he got caught smoking weed. Isn't that crazy? Guy wins 14 gold medals, and wants to smoke a little weed, and this country goes nuts on him. Listen to this apology.
Pretty happy with, you know, having this thing sort of rest a little bit. You know, I realized that I have made a mistake and a bad judgment, and you know, this is something that I need to learn from, I will learn from, and have learned from. And you know, I think from now on, you know, it's you know, for me to, you know, try to get a message across to kids. You know, I know that you know, a lot of people make mistakes, and you know, the best way to learn from them is, you know, changing things. And
I can't believe that we're making this guy do this after winning 14 gold medals.
He's worked so hard for us.
He sacrificed his childhood to win these gold medals on behalf of this country, and then he gets caught with a bong in his mouth, and people treat him like he was a cigarette smoker.
And because he's a swimmer, we know he did not smoke herb, because, I mean, you can't excel in swimming.
But wouldn't it be great if we found out that he was smoking weed? He's that good.
Like maybe weed is kind of like steroids to A-Rod.
Yeah.
It makes him stronger and faster.
Or maybe it does make him slower and he still kicks ass.
Wow.
He's that
good.
Wouldn't
that be deep if he could go get 8 next time? Just take some herb with him and get 8 on him?
All right. Let's talk to Andrew in San Francisco. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Babu.
Hey, Babu. Okay, so hey, I'm up here studying. I smoke a little weed. I gotta say, you know, this is a disgrace. You know, Seth Meyers really hit it on the head, man. You know, Phelps, he had the chance to lay down the law on these Nazi, these war on drug Nazis.
Yeah, and he didn't. He failed everybody.
Yeah, man. But hey, I got a question for Arsenio.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, man?
Oh yeah. Wait. My kid has a temperature.
No.
There he goes.
Oh, no.
He's gone.
Arsenio. So from one guy to another, which cereal is the worst if you've taken a few puffs?
Which cereal is the worst?
Which cereal? Because we're talking about, you know, Kellogg's, right? Or
right, General Mills,
or whichever one.
I think they're all pretty good. Kellogg's. I don't think Kellogg's makes the worst. I think it's got to be like, what is that thing?
Well, see, I hate shredded wheat.
Oh, you do?
But I'm not sure who that's by. Is that by General Mills, maybe?
I don't know who makes shredded wheat.
I hate shredded wheat.
Shredded wheat's Kellogg's.
What is the other one, the little tiny nuggets? Where, remember that old commercial?
Grape nuts?
Grape nuts.
Ooh.
Yeah, grape nuts.
Dude, grape nuts are awesome when you're high.
Is it really?
You got to microwave them. It's unbelievable.
Remember when the old man was trying grape nuts? And he was eating them, and everyone's, you know, worried that the old man's not going to like the grape nuts because it's a brand new cereal and he's used to flakes or something.
Yeah.
And he's eating, he goes, "This is awesome. What is it?" "This is awesome. What is it?"
I'm a, this might be obscure, and I'm not even sure who makes it. I'm a Count Chocula guy.
Yeah, I think that is General Mills.
General Mills.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't eat, so you don't eat cereal anymore?
No, not anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
But when I was a kid and I was a latchkey kid coming up, cereal was a meal I fixed often.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you know, the one problem with Cocoa Puffs, it destroys the roof of your mouth. You know, if they're not soggy enough, you know, you got.
Oh yeah. Oh, when I eat
wear
cocoa
retainer
puffs,
when you eat them,
you absolutely do. And you know what? I like to put my Cocoa Puffs in the bowl, put the milk on, and leave for a while.
Oh, see, I don't like soggy cereal at all.
Oh, I love soggy cereal because that's when the cereal starts to mix into the milk, and you get the chocolate milk.
Yeah, I'm 100% opposite. What I do is I pour a bowl of milk, then I'll throw in like 10 Cocoa Puffs, eat them, then throw more in, and eat them real quick before they get soggy.
Like Captain Crunch.
How crazy
Crunch,
is that?
Take for instance Captain Crunch. I like to let Captain Crunch sit for about 12, 13 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
and those
really?
Little, yeah, those little pillows of sweetness soften up. And, oh, man. And then the milk in Captain Crunch after the cereal's gone.
Best thing ever.
Oh, better than sex. Better than sex. I would rather spend an evening with Captain Crunch than Sharon Tate.
One time, I have taken a bunch of Crunch Berries, put them in a gallon of milk, shaking it up, and drinking a gallon of Captain Crunch Crunchberry milk.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, see? But he just said Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. Yeah. I love that.
You know, I opened up a...
With a little red thing. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I think I was like 9 or 10 years old when I opened up a box of Captain Crunch with the Crunch Berries.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened at the manufacturer where it was all Crunch Berries. I got an entire box of Crunch Berries. And I thought that was like, you know, that's like a miracle that Jesus may have, you know,
I was just about to say, for someone who's not heavy into religion...
That was.
God sure looks after you.
Oh, man.
Because I love Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries, and usually I feel like there are not enough red circles or spears in there.
Yeah, you need
there.
More.
Yeah. You and know? You get a box full
of
them. I got
an entire box of just Crunch Berries.
Wow.
Oh, man. All right.
I covet your life.
Michael Phelps was forced to apologize for smoking weed. George in Baldwin Park, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. And you guys?
All right, man.
Good, man.
Well, I think he shouldn't have apologized for smoking weed. He should have apologized for smoking weed with a guy. I mean, who the hell takes a picture of somebody while they're smoking weed?
Yeah.
I get mad when someone's trying to take a picture of me.
How many gold medals you got?
None.
Zero, huh? Yeah. I think you're right, George. You're a major stud, buddy. You're absolutely right.
George.
Frank in Santa Barbara, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I had a prize for George.
Did you really? What'd you have?
Hey, what's up, Arsenio?
Hey, dude.
Hey, man, you know how when people say when you smoke, you can watch, listen to Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd and then Wizard of Oz and all that?
Right.
You know, another cool thing you can do is look at some old VHS tapes, of your dad. He does his character, and he says, man, I'm saying you got to look at this over and over again when you're out. You guys say, Mrs. Fuhigan?
Oh, Mrs. Awakens, yeah.
Oh, my God, man. Get a little really purple and just do it. You know what I mean?
I've never watched the Carol Burnett Show High, but that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Mrs. Awakens.
I wanted to use a little hook. Man, that is crazy. I said, man, you're a sweet guy, man. You're always so humble, man. You got a lot of humility about you.
Hey, Frank, wouldn't you love to have Arsenio on every Wednesday again?
Man,
yes.
Monday through Friday.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
But you know, Wednesday.
Thank you, Frank.
Tight, man. It's all right. Nice to be around.
Frankie, you're
there.
The best, man. Thanks for the phone call. I got to try that, watching that Mrs. Wiggins sketch. Well,
and I got to give two things to Frank and all your listeners. One is there is a Stephen Wright short, and it's called Appointments with Dr. Jennings.
Right.
You got to watch that.
I love that guy, Stephen.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard of the little short he did?
No.
It's about him and his therapist, and I'll burn you a copy.
Oh, good. Okay. Is it on YouTube?
I'm not sure. This is something that's old, and I actually had it transferred from cassette, video.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And also, I've told you this, but
can
I just
come by and pick it up tonight?
No, I have to bring it to you tomorrow. Unless you can get it at the hospital. And have you ever heard of a station called HDNet?
Yes, it's on my dish, but okay. I've never looked at it, though.
HDNet is the visual equivalent of Sugar Frosted Flakes.
Oh, good. I got to look at it.
It's great. I mean, at night, they have a show. You know Art Mann?
Yes.
Art Mann's on there. You know what he does. I mean, he looks for chicks, basically. And Mark Cuban, who owns the Mavericks, owns this station. So it's like some rich kid's fantasy of what a TV station should be.
Right.
And it's great. I mean, at night, it's pretty much women and fighting.
Oh, that's great.
It's sex and grappling.
What is the show you were telling me about, the chicks going out?
Oh, it's I turned to it because I thought it was about divorce or something.
Right.
And it's called Get Out. But instead, it's models and what they do when they leave their home, and they never leave without bikinis on. And Mark Cuban's a genius.
It's a great idea.
He should have traded Novinsky, but he's a genius.
That's the station you got to be on, you know, where you can do your own thing.
It's a good point. You know what? I will do a show there.
Excellent.
If you do it with me.
All right, let's go.
If you do it with me.
All right, Arsenio Hall is with us. Very nice of him to come down on Wednesday and look for him every Wednesday here on 97.1 FM Talk. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Look at that.
FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall. And you can check him out on his website, arseniohall.com.
And Wednesday's on My 13. I got that little video show that you can watch with your kids and your family and see Charlie get his finger bitten. Or
are you the only guy on radio and on TV at the same time in Los Angeles?
Not if you count Whitman. I'm sorry. That's a radio show Whitman's doing.
Right. Yeah. You can check it out on Channel 13. I thought about you the other day because you said that you had spinners on your car and you kept them
1 week too long. You know, because the trend was over.
Right.
And I felt something weird that morning. You know, I was watching BET and none of the videos had spinners in them. And, you know, Nelly's video Air Force One was on and it previously had an Escalade with spinners. And I noticed the Escalade had been removed from the video.
Wow.
You know, and I was the guy, you know, there are two things like that. The Jerry Curl and spinner wheels.
How late were you on the Jerry Curl?
I got rid of the Jerry Curl in time, but I was with A.C. Green one night after a Laker game, and he still had his, so I got beat up, too.
Oh, man.
A.C. Green kept his Jerry Curl like a year too long.
Has he ever gotten laid?
Not when he had the Jerry Curl. I think, though, A.C. wants to wait until he's married.
He does.
He's very religious. He wants to wait till he's married.
Wow. What a waste of time. I mean, you get in the NBA, have all those chicks throwing themselves at you.
Imagine that, man.
And you say no.
I'm almost as mad as him as I am with Michael Phelps.
Jesus Christ.
You know?
But you kept the spinners on a week too late?
Yeah. And it was a point where a small white child in the Gore Hills laughed at me. And I said, look! And I thought he was saying, that's cool. And I rolled out my window. It's like, you're about a week too late to have those. It's over, Mr. Hall.
I saw a car this weekend with him.
No.
Yeah. Rolling up to Santa Anita with the spinners up.
That's
I couldn't believe
funny.
It.
I think if guys have spinner wheels now, you can legally shoot at them.
All right. Michael Phelps got caught smoking weed. The guy won 14 gold medals, and then some a-hole took a picture of him smoking weed out of a bong, and now he's got to apologize to everybody. And I think he lost his Kellogg's endorsement. I'm not sure what that was worth, but I bet it was some big bucks. What should he have said? Jenny in Palmdale, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Jim?
All right, baby.
You been better? How's your daughter?
She's doing great. Thank you very much.
That's good.
Yeah.
We listen to you every night, me and my husband, and we love your show.
Is that right? Wow.
Yes,
you listen at home or in the car?
We're in the car right now. We're driving up to San Ynez.
Oh. Where is that?
Yeah, up to San Ynez, you know, up there where the Shoemash Casino is.
Are you going to the casino?
Well, my husband works up there, but yes, we do go to the casino when we get up there.
Yeah, that's a great casino.
It's really good. I won $1,400 there.
And the hotel room, the rooms are beautiful.
See, I've never been to the rooms because we stay someplace else, but we just go up there because the casino's fun. I like it.
All right, so what do you think about this guy getting caught smoking weed?
I think it's pretty pathetic that people just can't leave people alone and stay out of their business. You know, I mean, I've been smoking weed for years, and it's a stress relief for me, and people just got to get in everybody's business and just can't leave them alone.
Hey, do you ever get high and go swimming?
No. I smoke it, no, but who cares? I mean, well, maybe I have years ago, but no, I smoke it at nighttime now. But still, it doesn't matter. Just leave people alone. Why does everybody got to butt into race?
You're exactly right. All right, thank you, Jenny. We appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy your time up at Chumash.
I smoked a joint one time and swam a lap and got out.
Did it freak you out being in the pool?
Absolutely.
You thought you were going to drown?
I wouldn't have got no medals that day.
What'd you feel, heavy? What was the vibe?
I just felt like I started thinking about the fact that I was home alone.
So what'd you quit, swimming or pot?
Swimming. I I can't even lie to you. I wanted to lie, but there was something inside me that said, you can't lie. Swimming.
Yeah, especially when we're talking about a guy who had to deny it.
Radio forces a certain kind of honesty.
It really does.
That I've never had in my life before.
I think it's the time. You know, when you're on with Leno for 8 minutes. What do you get, 8 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yeah, about 10.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
You can skate through. You can put on those hockey skates and skate through and not have to tell the truth. But here, 3 hours.
But here, it's like a truth serum. I look through that glass and I say, Randy, I want to sleep with your girl.
And Randy even, you know, Randy, who always BS's everybody, was even honest about the chick he's with tonight.
Guys, you didn't hear that.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
All right, there's
Oops. She was in the bathroom, I forgot.
Looks like Kellogg's has dumped Michael Phelps here. I'm trying to figure out how much the contract was, but I can't find it. But, you know Joe Rogan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Good stand-up.
Yeah, wrote an open letter to Michael Phelps. I'll read some of it here. Michael, open letter to Kellogg's.
Good.
Dear Kellogg's, I'm writing this letter to express my disappointment in your company in firing Michael Phelps as a spokesperson of your products because he was photographed while enjoying some marijuana. I wonder if he was high when he wrote this.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I respectfully would like to communicate my opinion on this matter because it's of great public interest. First of all, although it is true that Mr. Phelps broke the law, I think that any reasonably intelligent person would admit that it's one of the most effed up and corrupt laws that we have on the books today. And it goes on and on. But
you know what? Joe,
it's a good letter,
has a lot more time than most adults with careers and children.
Yeah, he's always...
he always has time to like, when do you get time to write that letter?
Right.
Or to even go after Carlos Mencia.
You know, when Joe Rogan first came on the show, I was with Steckler, and it was about 11 years ago, Doug mm-hmm. Steckler, mm-hmm. and he came in, he was into martial arts, and he never smoked pot, never smoked cigarettes, never had a drink, and he was never buzzed in his life. And I said, you know, you never smoked weed at all? He says, no, I have no desire. He works out every day, he was very clean cut. And then something happened, like with Randy Wang. It happened in the parking lot, mm-hmm. where he caught a sniff of what it's like to be on the weed.
Yeah.
And so long. That became his life, you know?
Yeah, all of a sudden Joe Rogan is out of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and he's putting a rear naked choke on the pusher.
That guy's into some crazy stuff, though. He goes to this place in Burbank and goes into a sensory deprivation tank where you're in a pool of water and it's pitch black.
Is that right?
And he says it gives you amazing highs.
That's pretty cool. How do you know that? Do you do the same thing?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll come back and talk to John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. We got to thank our City Hall for coming in. And
hey, here's something you taught me. This next segment is called Crosstalk.
Yes, a little crosstalk with the two studs.
I know radio.
And I'd like for you to commit to next Wednesday if you can.
Commit to next Wednesday?
Yeah, can you come in?
I think I'm doing voiceover for My 13.
Okay.
But, you know, they're going to have me do it live while the show is on.
All right. Can I take a night off and come see you shoot that one night?
Oh, Tim. Yeah, Tim. If Ed Sullivan came back from the dead and had the Beatles on, you wouldn't go see it.
That's true.
So stop it.
That's true. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
I don't even want to be there.
Our City Hall is with us, and he's totally honest about that. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Check out our website, timconwayjr.com. Got to thank our City Hall for coming in. Major stud.
This was fun, man.
Yeah.
I'll call you tomorrow and find out what you're doing Wednesday.
I will be, Wednesday. Maybe we'll hang, and if you can come in and do the show, great. If not, I'd like to go to see your show, if I can get out of here early.
Stop it, man.
All right, John and Jeff are here from the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
Hey, guys.
What's up, guys?
What's going on with that big show?
Remember those four San Diego firefighters? They had to work a gay pride festival.
Yeah, and then they sued.
And they said they were sexually harassed.
Right.
They're going to take home $34,000.
Each?
No, they're going to split it, but one guy is going to get a little bit more because he had to go to counseling because it was so traumatic. I mean, think about that. These are guys that go into burning buildings. They're heroes on September 11th, and they're afraid of gay people? Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, you'd think that firemen wouldn't be afraid of anything flaming.
Yeah, exactly. Check it out. Firemen will carry Louis Anderson out of a burning building, but is afraid if Louis has an erection.
All right. On that note, we always like to end on Louis's erection. It is John and Jeff coming up. Got to thank Arsenio Hall for coming in. It's Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. 362 Hispanic inmates under sentence of death, and 1,800 white people. So they're getting the white folks out there in big numbers.
Okay, before I go on Leno with another premise that you'll shoot down, I got a thing about Fred Flintstone having three toes, and he stops his car with his feet. So I'm thinking that's probably why he don't have five toes.
That's a great story.
Now, would you look on your computer and find
out?
Let
me see.
Exactly.
Wait, now, actually, you're right. He has three toes.
Okay, okay. Because that HannahBarbera.com might have.
KLSX HD, Los Angeles. The home of the Adam Carolla Show morning. With Frosty, Heidi, and Frank midday. Where Tom Likas drives you home afternoons. On air at 97.1. Online at 97.1 FMTalk.com.